A Jewish journal article, Forbidden Fruit. Whether the forbidden fruit really was a tasty apple is a question, although moot, with which a lot of scholars grapple. The fact that in Old French the word for every fruit was pomme became the word for apple may have blurred the Hebrew word for it, the name pre-Frenched apple. This occurred, allegedly, around the year 1200 CE, but I dig a fruit that to me would appear more likely and more juicy, fig, fruit growing on a tree, its leaves. God used to clothe the naked sinners, both Eve and Adam, primal thieves, whose fatal flaws were figgy dinners. The Bible author blames a snake, and there's a fresco in Pompeii that mug shots one for this mistake, depicted climbing a fig tree, serpent decorating, I presume, a Jewish house before Vesuvius erupted, causing doom. Early era of Jesu. In Fruit of the Fall, JRB, Fall 2023, Reviewing Temptation Transformed. The Story of How the Forbidden Fruit Became an Apple. By Azan Yadin Israel, Philip Goetz writes. Back in 1997, a horticulturist at Washington State University named Bruce Barrett placed pollen from a Honeycrisp on the stigma of an Enterprise apple flower. 22 years of testing later, the Cosmic Crisp apple was released, to great acclaim. The New York Times described it as dramatically dark, richly flavored and explosively crisp and juicy, almost sinfully good, one might say. This wasn't the first time apples burst cosmically onto the cultural scene. In 12th century France, apples began showing up in Christian depictions of the fall of man, everywhere from the Cathedral of Notre Dame to illuminated Bibles and psalm books. These red and gold apples supplanted the previous identification of grapes and figs as the forbidden fruit with which the serpent tempted Eve and Eve tempted Adam. Grapes and figs are low-hanging fruit, biblically speaking. The land of Israel, for instance, is described as a land of wheat and barley, of vines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, Deut. 8:8, but not of apples, not here or anywhere else in the Bible. Where did they come from? This is the central question of Azan Yadin Israel's scrumptious scholarly morsel of a book, Temptation Transformed. Ellipsis dot dot. As Yadin Israel has already shown us earlier, figs and grapes are almost natural choices, given their ubiquity in the Bible, the association of grapes and wine with sin, and the place of fig leaves in the story. The entrenched ecclesiastical tradition identifying these fruits with the fall would, arguably, be enough to keep them in the pictures even in lands to which they were not agriculturally suited. Regardless, Yadin Israel is a master of philological and iconographic detective work, and the joy of this beautiful little book is in following his reasoning as he thinks through words, in a daunting number of languages, and images. Much as Rashi did in the very time and place in question, Yadin Israel eventually finds answers in the Old French. The generic word for fruit in Old French, pomme, derives from the Latin pomum, which had been the Latin word commonly used to translate the similarly generic Hebrew peri. But in the 12th century, pomme began specifically to designate apples. French readers of the Latin then projected this new meaning of pomme onto its linguistic ancestor pomum, thereby transforming the generic fruit into their vernacular pomme, a tempting apple. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at gershonhepner@gmail.com.